Great. Well, today is all about water. And what I thought we'd do is invite, just because you're sat at the back, it doesn't mean that you're too far away to be, obviously, influenced by the water. So who wants water this morning? Right at the back. Yes, I've made sure it's empty, I'm afraid. But today, I thought we'd start our story. Do you know Jesus started his story traveling? He was traveling a long, long way. And of course, when you travel a long way, you bring your suitcase. So I've brought my suitcase. Here we go. I've got my suitcase. And Jesus, as he was traveling and traveling a long way, he was exhausted. Could you put your hand over your head like this? Are you exhausted? Has anybody been on a big travel? Have you been on any big journeys recently? Where have you been? You went to Wales. Wales is a very, very long way away. Great, you went to Wales. That's miles. Where have you been? You went to Wales as well. Everybody's going to Wales by the looks of it. You went to Wales as well. That's my goodness, the influence of Steve, obviously. Yes. Where did you go? St. George's. You went to St. George's. How was that a long way away? Did you take a suitcase all the way to St. No, you didn't need to on that occasion. Anyway, Jesus was going on a big journey. And do you know when he went on a big work journey? He came across a place that was a well. Now, do you know what a well is? Do you know what a well is, boys and girls? I wondered this. I thought, actually, what is a well? Do children know what wells are? Well, do you know what? Imagine. Here we go. Imagine that this was bricks, or at least some kind of area. And what you'd do in a well is you'd do this. Splosh. And then you'd pull the rope up, and it would come up and up and up and up and up. And then what you'd have in there is, you'd have water, wouldn't you? But this is all pretend, so it hasn't really got real water. I'll leave that for another day. But Jesus came to a well where you'd collect water. And he was tired. And he sent his disciples off to go and get some food because they were hungry. Can you go like this? Hungry? Rub your tummy. They were hungry, so the disciples went off, leaving Jesus on his own by the well, this place where you get water. And at this well, something strange happened. Well, I've got a friend to come and help me tell this story. Her name's Susie. And she lives in a suitcase. It's funny that, isn't it? I personally think it's a very good place to keep puppets, but not children. So anyway, should we come after three? One, two, three. Can we shout out Susie? Can you do that for me? Adults, are you going to help, are you? We could be here for a very long time if you're not. Okay, after three. One, two, three.
Susie!
Oh, you could do much better than that, especially those at the back, I've noticed. With children. After one, two, three.
Susie!
Woohoo! Hey! Oh, hello everybody. It's Susie. Whoops, a doozies. Here we go. Is it biscuit time already? What do you mean by is it biscuit time already? Biscuits, biscuits, biscuits. Well, hang on a second. I haven't had biscuits at church for a very long time. Well, that's very true. Hang on a second, biscuits. Yes, I've got a sign. I've decided to start biscuits, biscuits. Come on, children, join me. Biscuits, 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 biscuits. What do you want? Biscuits. When do you want them? Now. hang on. Biscuits. Is that how you spell biscuits? No, but we know what she means, though, don't you? Yeah, you see... Susie, it's nice that you want biscuits, but actually, there's something that you really want more than biscuits. Oh, no. You want something more than biscuits. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. There is something that you want more important than biscuits. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Mums and dads, adults, do grab a Bible and turn with me to John chapter 4. And I'm going to get my notes so that I can actually... read where we're going. Here we go. John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, Jesus meets a lady, a Samaritan lady, and has the most shocking of conversations. Not quite the same kind of conversations that you'd have with Susie, but anyway. Well, he came to the lady and he asked, or at least he said, "I want some water, please." And she said, "No, you can't have any." No, what she said is this: "Why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me?" Why was he doing that? Well, that's a good question. Because Jesus at the well had met this lady. She was a Samaritan lady. Not a Samaritan. Yes, a Samaritan. What was special about the Samaritans was that actually they were not considered the right kind of people. They were considered the kind of people that a Jewish man like Jesus should never speak to. She was a lady as well, and that would have meant that he shouldn't be chatting to her. And she was there in the middle of the day, which is slightly suspicious. And we'll find out a little bit later on why that was all suspicious. But Jesus doesn't care about those kind of things because he loves everybody. Did you know that? He loves everybody, Susie. Yes, I know. He loves everybody. So Jesus said, "Can I have some water?" And she said, "Why are you talking to me?" Jesus then said, "If you knew who I was, you would ask me for water." Hang on a second. He asked for water, then he tells her she should be asking him for water. Well, that's exactly what happened. And she then said, "Well, hang on a second, you haven't got a bucket to get the water out of the well from. What are you talking about, you silly man?" Well, Jesus said this. He said, "If you knew who I was, then you would ask me for water, living water, special water." Really special water. Yes, the kind of water that, if you see in the passage, doesn't run out. Look with me, verse 13. Jesus, look, everybody drinks, like Kathy did earlier on. Everybody drinks this water and is thirsty. Do you get thirsty sometimes? Everybody does. Everybody drinks and gets thirsty sometimes. But what Jesus has, verse 14, is whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, or a well of water, welling up into eternal life. Jesus then asked the lady, "What do you want?" Biscuits? No, she didn't say biscuits. But he asked her, "What do you really want? Do you want this living water that doesn't run out?" And she said, in the story, she said, "Yes." What did she say? She said, "Yes." She said, "Yes. What do you want?" "I want this living water," she said, "so that I don't have to come to this well and I don't have to come here every day and grab the water and then actually every day come and collect water." How exhausting would that be if you had to go to a well every day and collect water? You'd be exhausted, wouldn't you? I would be too. I'd need lots of biscuits then. Yeah, well, probably true. You'd need lots of energy. So anyway, Jesus spoke to this lady, asked her what he wanted, what she wanted, and she said, "Yes, please. Can I have this eternal living water?" But you see, you and me, we live wanting things, don't we? We want things. We want to be fulfilled. We want not to be hungry. We want to be, well, we don't want to be thirsty. We want to be full. And this lady we're going to see, she wanted to be full as well. Now, mums and dads, this is for you. Puppets, put your fingers in your ears. Because this lady had 5 husbands and was living with someone now. Well, in those days, that was the response anyway. So it was shocking. No wonder no one came to the well with this lady. This lady had had 5 husbands. So you ask the question, what was this woman longing for, wanting? What did she want? Husbands. Yes, well, she clearly had lots of husbands. But in reality, in those days, having a husband was what? A lot of hard work. Well, possibly.
But having a husband was security. Having a husband was love. That's why they had husbands in those days. There was this sense in which if a woman didn't have a husband, then she'd be lost. And that's the culture of the day. So it's important. Jesus said to her, look, you might be culturally rejected, but actually you're looking in the wrong place. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. There's a song about that, isn't there? Looking for love in all the wrong places. That's the reality. We live in a culture where we are looking for love and security and the quenching of our thirst biscuits all in the wrong place. So our story today helps us to see we should be looking somewhere else. Okay, adults, here we go, Bible time. Look up Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 2. It's in the Bible. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, that kind of section in the Old Testament. Have a look with me at chapter 2, verses 12 to 13, and you'll find something that actually isn't a surprise. Because people have been longing and wanting for things and looking in all the wrong places for a very long time. Look with me at Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. It says this, be appalled, you heavens, and shudder with great horror. Oh my goodness, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. Uh-oh, yes, they've committed two sins. What are those two sins? People have forsaken me, the spring of living water. Oh yeah, we've been talking about water, yes. And have dug their own cisterns, or wells, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Can you see what people have been doing all through history? They've basically been looking in the wrong place for quenching that thirst, fulfilling that need. People have not been going to God, but have been going elsewhere. That's what it is. They've not gone to God, and they've started to try and get it from somewhere else. And that's the story that we've seen here. And it's been the story all along, all the way through the Bible. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden, there was the spring of water there? It's there in Revelation 7 as well. Come with me to Revelation 7, 17. It says this, for the Lamb at the center of the throne, that's Jesus, yes. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. That's Jesus too. Yes, we know that. He will lead them to springs of living water. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You see, the theme is this. You were made to want something, to long for something, to need something, to thirst for something. But history and the Bible tells us we've been looking in all the wrong places. It's as though we've been trying to get water out of a broken well, out of a well like this, that will never satisfy us. We need to come to Jesus. Verse 23, back in our passage, back in John 4, it says this, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth. So if we live our lives wanting stuff, the question more importantly is to ask, what does God want? And God wants us to be satisfied in him by his spirit, that we worship him in spirit and in truth. So what is your response? Like the Samaritan lady, how do you respond with the offer of eternal water from Jesus, the spring that satisfies you? Will you go looking for biscuits? Or will you go looking for husbands? Will you go looking for whatever, Xbox? Sweets? Chocolate? Will you go looking for other things and find fulfillment in them? You won't. Because you have to find them in who? In Jesus. That's great news. And do you know what, at the end of the story, there's lots more that I could have mentioned, but at the end of the story, what did the lady do? She went and told everybody how great news this is. This is a man who knows everything. He's the Messiah. He's told me everything about myself. And the people turned around and said this, "We no longer believe because, just because of what you said, we have now heard for ourselves and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Let me ask you, have you met the Savior of the world? Are you chasing after things that cannot truly fulfill you? Well, this passage reminds us we need to come to Jesus to find our fulfillment, to find all the longings of our life fulfilled. And will we share that great news that meeting Jesus is the place where we're going to find the eternal water, the spring of life, and let's share that with other people. Do you know what? In September, a man called Jonathan and I are planning to go round our parish and knock on people's doors and say hello and ask them about Jesus. There's other options you could do. I don't know whether you go on holiday and the person next to you in the tent maybe say hi and ask them if they know Jesus. Are we bold and brave like this Samaritan woman, realizing truly that our satisfaction comes in Jesus? Well, let's follow and copy this lady and do the same, sharing our story. There's lots of events coming up from October onwards. Rico Tice is coming. Let's be those, like this Samaritan woman, that shares the life that truly fulfills and fills us forevermore. Let's pray. Put our hands together, our eyes closed. And do you know how to do this prayer? I do a amen, 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 I agree, amen. Clap, clap, because amen means I agree. Let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. And let's pray with Susie. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you fulfill us and you satisfy us. Help us not just to chase after biscuits or husbands or anything else that we've spoken of today that truly won't satisfy us, but help us to come to you and find our satisfaction in you, and help us to share that great news with everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 I agree, amen. Clap, clap. All right, let's say goodbye to Susie. Bye! Let's race to the biscuits. Ha ha! Oh well. We'll see you a bit later on, and I'll hand back over to Kathy.